and regeneration, said the child, and his voice was mellifluous.
You speak the Egyptian language, Merrin blurted in astonishment.
The boy turned the fatuous remark with a smile. He had the brown face of a mischievous monkey, but his smile was so winsome that Merrin could not help but return it.
My name is Ganga. I am the messenger. Come. There is still some way to go.
He stood, and his thick braid of black hair dangled over one bare shoulder. Even in the cold he wore only a loincloth. His smooth bare torso was a dark chestnut colour, yet he carried on his back a hump like that of a camel, grotesque and shocking. He saw their expressions and smiled again.
You will grow accustomed to it as I have, he said.
He jumped down from the shelf and reached up to take Taita's hand.
This way.
For the next 2 days, Ganga led them through thick bamboo forest. The track took many twists and turns, and without him they would have lost it 100 times. As they descended, the air grew warmer, and they were able at last to shed their furs and go on bareheaded. Taita's locks were thin, straight, and silvery. Merrin's were dense, dark, and curling. On the second day they came to the end of the bamboo forests and followed the path into thick jungle with gallows.